Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Welcome back. That is not Ted Nugent. That is a Canadian band called Anyway Gang. Uncle Ted is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But first, just a little bit of business as we wrap up this week. We have an audio cut of the day a little bit later as we point to next week. You know, there's actually a big Republican conference going on in Pittsburgh. Selena Zito, who is great with us, you can find her work at selenazito.com. She was just on a couple of weeks ago. She travels around the country. She was through Missouri. She actually does real reporting. And she knows Pennsylvania politics better than anyone I know. And she was, by the way, she wrote a book called The Great Revolt. She was way ahead, way early on Trump winning and wrote a great book about it. But she'll join us hopefully on Monday to talk about what's happening not only in the Fetterman-Oz race, but what happened today and into the weekend with the Republican leaders. You had Kevin McCarthy unveiling a big plan today. We'll have some of that audio featured for Audio Cut of the Day. The other thing, and I'm glad that Paul Hall in the last hour mentioned the Jeffrey Dahmer story that's on Netflix, because that reminded me to reach out to Annie Schwartz, who's a friend of mine from Milwaukee, but she went to the University of Missouri Journalism School, and she's the one who broke that story, that Dahmer story, and she worked with the team at Netflix on the movie as well. So that's coming up in the next week. Oh, and then this is always fun. We have George Gray from The Price is Right. He works with Drew Carey every day. He's the modern day Johnny Olsen. I think that's the best way. Very funny. He's got acting and, you know, comedian background as well. He it was his idea a couple years ago. He goes, Mark, because he comes to St. Louis, he's a big Cardinals fan. I did text him last night and I was surprised that he hadn't complained about what's happened in the past week. But George said, let's do a little bit called The Price is Wrong, Mark. So we do that. He'll come in on Tuesday afternoon. We just have a little fun. So George Gray in the next week as well, right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Well, the time has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. And it's always very special to welcome in my blood brother, Uncle Ted Nugent, into the show. It's been a while. How are you, Uncle Ted?
I'm doing pretty good. Stupid, in spite of the royal cluster whack that we're surrounded by the treacherous government of the United States of America, and the media and academia, and the drag queen festivals in kindergarten. Other than that, I'm having a great hunting season. How are you?
Boy, you cover everything in that. I'm glad you included academia and some of those other things, because you're not kidding. We'll get to all of that. I'm doing very well, Ted. I have not seen you in a little bit. We had you on the show as I switched over to the FM about a year and a half ago, but I don't think that the Detroit Muscle 2022 tour came through St. Louis. Am I wrong about that?
You know, and I pity you people, because my God, Mark, I don't know who I think I am. Actually, I'm beyond the thinking stage at this point. But yes. I had the most wonderful, fire-breathing, intense, ferocious fun. The tightest music, the most insane audiences, real music lovers. Ted Nugent, Detroit Muscle 2022. You know, Mark, I love you, and I know God loves you, but I think God loves me a little more than he loves you, because
probably,
he gave me the greatest tour of my life. I'm literally intoxicated just from the guitar tone. So yes, I apologize. We only have a window in between hunting seasons. And, of course, my hunting season is exactly 10 months long.
Yes.
So we got out there and rocked our flaming balls off for 2 months. Greg Smith on bass guitar, Jason Hartless on drums, the greatest group, the greatest crew in the world, the hardest working. We turned every night into a Ted Nugent American rhythm and blues rock and roll dream. I'm the luckiest guitar player in the world.
Well, when can we get you back here? Are there more tours over the summer? Are you gonna wait, or over the winter? Are you gonna wait till next summer again?
Well, we only go out in the summertime. I think I got my priorities down a long time ago. The hunting season is really, we've talked about this before.
Yes, of course.
It really is the physics of spirituality. It is the ultimate sanctuary. I killed two beautiful deer last night with my bow and arrow. And you know what, Mark? There was no Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden gangster family to be found in my woods. It was a perfect escape from the ugliness and the abuse of power and the criminality by our treasonous government. And like you said, academia, the soulless monsters that run the teachers' union. Even Disney has gone berserk now, and certainly Hollywood has no soul. So my hunting time is a sacred soul cleanser, because I still fight like a son of a bitch every day against these evil forces, as I'm doing in my own way right now with you, as you do. But then I need to improvise, adapt, and overcome. And the mystical flight of the arrow and the God's rewards of backstraps and much spirit is really important to me. So there won't be another rock and roll flamethrower till next summer, I suspect.
Well, we got to get you here back to St. Louis. It's been a couple of years. On the hunting topic, I love this. I think you'll appreciate this. My hunting mentor, I spoke with Kevin Yeager this week. You actually met his brother years ago when you came into the studio and did the epic Reardon Roundtable. But my daughter, Ted, who's now 7 and a half, has gone to deer camp for, I think, 4 years straight. And her mom, God bless her, my wife, had some plans to perhaps travel to see her cousin, because her cousin lives in Colorado. They were going to meet in Chicago. But this was the same weekend, Ted, of firearm deer season here in Missouri. And my daughter found out about this plan and was really sad. She cried. She's like, I want to go to deer camp. Now, that's just good parenting on my part, don't you think? She chose deer camp.
Well, if I may, and I have the authority to do so, God invested in me. Mark, you and your wife get Parents of the Lifetime Award, because if you have guided your young daughter into the perfection of God's miraculous creation as a participant, a hands-on conservationist, then you are great, great parents. Like my parents were wonderful parents that taught me about conservation, aim small, miss small, discipline. Our duty, our spiritual duty, as resource stewards, as I've taught my kids and grandkids. So congratulations to you, and tell her I love her madly.
Well, hopefully you'll get a chance to meet her at some point. She's not quite ready to shoot the gun, but I think we might get there. But she likes to hang out. She likes to go to the to the stand. We have a couple that are very comfortable for the kids that are at deer camp. So it is great. So what you killed two deer. Are you hunting any hogs or anything like that right now?
Yeah, I killed a lot of hogs in Texas. I haven't killed any here in Michigan yet. There are a few. But I'm guiding and outfitting people nonstop. I got a camp full of great veterans, great Vietnam veterans, and the campfires at our Nugent camp. And that's one of the reasons your daughter has fallen in love with that atmosphere. It's really not about killing the deer. It really is about that primal urgency, that primal purity of hands-on conservation, killing your own food, balancing the herd, taking that spirit of the wild deep into your belly and your soul. And that's what turns her on. It's such a powerful instinct. And when you share a campfire with these Vietnam veterans and they celebrate the escape, the sanctuary that these campfires and the deer stand and the woods and the swamps, what it represents to them, I'm telling you, it humbles you beyond words. It fortifies my spirit to continue to fight for the Constitution that they dedicated themselves to and so many have sacrificed for. So, yeah, deer camp is a lot more than just about venison. If you really apply your heart and soul into being the best that you can be, you will get some venison out of the deal. But all the other gifts, the open uninhibitedness around the campfire with these people that have gone through hell and back, you know, that's why I'm as energized and so dedicated that I am and patriotic, is because I hear the stories from the guys that drag their buddies off the battlefield in pieces And it makes you realize that how freedom is not free. And probably more powerful than that, Mark, how dishonest our government is, how offensive, how irresponsible, how corrupt, that they allow rocket fuel into the water at Camp Lejeune, and that all the military camps are mismanaged and they're toxic and the mold and all the barracks. I'm telling you, I could break your heart with the stories, but ultimately the real takeaway is that these veterans that I share a campfire with every weekend, Mark, I booked solid all the way into next year. And I'm telling you, I sponge their spirit, their attitude, their heartbreak, and their dedication to make this country great again. They're not just MAGAs. They're not just ultra MAGAs. They're gonzo make America great again people, and I'm around them every day.
Well, and, you know, I tell people a couple things about you when we talk about Ted News. I say you're a big teddy bear. You know that. You're a big teddy bear. I've seen that. But I've been backstage when you've taken these veterans in locally and, you know, met them, and it's really a special moment. So I didn't know you did that every weekend, but that really is amazing.
Yeah, we have a Sunrise Safaris that I started booking and guiding hunts way back in the late 70s because all the crazy music lovers, who I love dearly, we're all one big crazy music-loving family. But they saw how much excitement I delivered when I talked about the mystical flight of the arrow, the martial arts of archery, the aim small, miss small discipline of marksmanship and safe gun handling. And, of course, in the world of rock and roll, you never hear that unless you hear it from Ted Nugent. So they would always ask me, well, how do I get into hunting? What kind of gun should I get? What kind of ammo? What kind of bow? What kind of fishing rod should I get? So I started Sunrise Safaris years ago. You can go to tednugent.com and see what we do throughout the year. We book and guide. I personally guide them myself. I'm there setting them up in their deer stands and getting the campfire ready. And my son and I do the cooking. We got great, great friends that help us. But when you take them into the woods, they discover this powerful instinct. And so I use this Sunrise Safaris guiding and booking operation to baptize people into that higher level of awareness that's mandatory in the hunting world and that will make you better at everything you pursue in life. And it's really been very gratifying.
Ted Nugent is with us on 97.1 FM Talk as we take you into the weekend. All right, let's kind of segue into politics. I mean, what a mess. You can't. It's great for talk show hosts, as you might imagine, this administration. But the hypocrisy that bleeds out of the White House and the White House briefing room on a daily basis, we can just tackle the issue of the border. I mean, you got to be familiar with that, with the connections to Texas. But they complain about, they have actually called this human trafficking, Uncle Ted, when they did the same damn thing. And they're still doing it because we got 8,000 people flooding across the border every day.
Mark, I hear you and I love you madly. You know how much I love you, because I know when Ted Nugent's not there with you, that you've got truth, logic, and common sense, we the people, covered. And on behalf of society out there, whether they listen to the Mark Reardon Show or not, thank you. You have always been on point. You are my truth, logic, common sense, American dream blood brother, and I know you deliver the truth, logic, and common sense without hesitation, without compromise. I have my own Ted Nugent Real America's Voice Spirit Campfire. I do a thing called the Nightly Nuge, where I tackle these issues, but I have a funny feeling, Mark, and I'm confident that when you speak about these atrocities, these violations, these oath violators in our government from Biden down, as if you can get much lower than that, thank you for articulating and spotlighting the cockroaches. I, on behalf of the Truth, Logic, and Common Sense Brotherhood, I, Ted Nugent, give you, Mark Reardon, the Cockroach Spotlighter Award of the Year, because that's really what this is about. And Joe Biden and Christopher Wray, and they're all a bunch of gangsters. When the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, looks in the camera, this military leader of the United States of America looks in the camera without hesitation, this fat slob bastard says that he warned the communist Chinese military leaders what the Americans' plans are. Mark, Does it get any more demonic than that?
You know, it's outrageous. All these, you're a big military supporter. We just went over that. A big supporter of law enforcement. You have now a country that really can't have faith in the FBI, in the Justice Department. I hope we can in the military, but your point about the leadership is well taken. And now, I guess, maybe even in the Supreme Court, because we still don't have the leaker, which is stunning to me.
Well, you know, when you mention the Texas border, that's a manifestation of a cultural abandonment, obviously. You don't have a country without a border. That's not a guitar player's opinion. That's a historical truism. And I know, I think it's kind of cute that my Governor Abbott is shipping invaders up to Martha's Vineyard, and that was DeSantis, actually, but up to Washington, D.C. and Chicago and New York. I think it's cute. But that's not how you stop an invasion, Mark. You don't reward invaders with a bus ticket into the heartland. You turn invaders back. I was on the border with the heroes of the United States military. I was on the border with the heroes of United States law enforcement and landowners and citizens that are being invaded. And they're members of MS-13. They're members of Al-Qaeda. They're OTMs. Other than Mexicans, they're Somalians. They're terrorists on the terrorist watch. And they are invading our country. And you don't stop it by giving them a bus ticket. What kind of numbnut does that?
Yeah, well,
I think it's an absolute mistake. You're supposed to turn invaders back. Get the hell out of my country. You come through the front door or you're not allowed in here. How's that for a policy?
Well, look, I'm with you on that. It's funny. This this guy from MSNBC, I don't know who he is, Mehdi Hasan, goes off on this Twitter rant the other day. He thinks he has Ron DeSantis in a bit of a pickle because he reveals, Ted, imagine this, that Luigi Colucci was an Italian immigrant who came here in 1917, unable to read or write, and thanks to what some on the right call chain migration. She also happens to be the great-great-grandmother of Ron DeSantis. So this guy's big reveal was that he had a great-great-grandmother that came here legally in 1917 to make a better life for herself. So they really don't. This is baffling because I don't know how the brains work on the liberal side. They work in a different way. I think we know that. They don't understand the difference, the basic difference. I think it's pretty easy between legal and illegal immigration. That's not too hard, is it?
Well, call me an extremist. I'm proud of that. Call me a radical. I couldn't be more proud. There's nothing more beautiful and radical in the history of humankind than an experiment in self-government. So call me a radical all day long. But stop and think about it. You've got representative Joe Biden gangster administration while people are walking across the border from Mexico to America telling you, with the footage going on, that they're not walking from Mexico to the United States of America. You got the leftist, the Democrat media. Boy, that guy's home on MSNBC, isn't he? I mean, I'm all for legal banking. If you only withdraw from your bank account, I support you 100%. If you try to withdraw from my bank account, I'll shoot you in the kneecap. there's a big difference between legal and illegal. And of course, you get a job on MSNBC, you can't know that.
No, that's apparently too complicated. Hang in there. Uncle Ted Nugent with us on 97.1 FM Talk. Much more to go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Uncle Ted Nugent, back with us on 97.1 FM Talk. We're talking a little politics. We covered some music and some hunting earlier. And let me talk about DeSantis and Trump and the dynamics of the White House, because I truly am curious about your opinion on this. There's a report today, Megyn Kelly, who knows if this is true, Megyn Kelly says that she has a source that says Trump won't run in 2024. candidly, I think I've told you this before, I wasn't the biggest fan of the behavior of the former president. Fine with the policy. In fact, he surprised me a lot. But I think moving forward, I like what DeSantis has to offer because I think we need to kind of push forward. Your thoughts on that? Are you sticking with Trump or do you see DeSantis as an option, Ted?
Well, I certainly concur with your observations. They're well-founded in conduct and evidence. And I think Ron DeSantis is probably neck and neck with Kristi Noem for the best governors in the United States of America right now, certainly better than Greg Abbott. And Greg Abbott can be a good governor at times, but if you were a good bass player, you couldn't be in my band. You got to be a stone-cold right. son of a to be
exactly.
in my band.
Exactly.
And I think Ron DeSantis qualifies. What did I just say? S-S-S-O-B. That's what he is. A S-C-S-O-B. Yeah, Ron DeSantis is the real McCoy. He has really steered Florida, the great state of Florida, constitutionally. Real rule of law, not to be confused with the Kamala Harris and Joe Biden anti-rule of law or the FBI violations of rule of law. So, yeah, Ron DeSantis is great. But let me give you my current take, if
okay.
I may, because I keep in touch with this stuff. I'm on it every day. What the FBI and what the DOJ and this government, this treasonous, deep state, corrupt criminal government has done to Donald Trump has fortified the support for this man as the tip of the culture war spear, because every one of his policies made America great. Secure the border, not just energy independence, energy dominance. Got us out of the Paris Accord, because I don't think American taxpayers should pay for the pollution of Bangladesh, China, and India. What an idea that is. How about they just clean up their own air, soil, and water like America has done and not force America to pay the fines for polluters? That was good. Biden got us back into that. Everything Donald Trump did, low crime, the lowest unemployment, the lowest unemployment in history. Stop me when I get to the bad stuff.
Yeah, no, I know.
There's no yeah. bad stuff. And that the DOJ has so turned on this great American, Donald J. Trump, has fortified the spirit of we the people to support this man because he represents, all right, is he a bad interview? He's a bad interview. I love his speeches, but he could do it in 40 minutes, what takes him 2 hours. And I've told yeah. the president this to his face, so yeah. I'm not talking behind his back. I love Donald Trump. He was the best president we ever had, the best economy, the best pollution stoppage, the best unemployment, the best energy dominance. I mean, what a great, great leader, because he took America like you take a business, and you've got to be accountable for the bottom line.
Well, there's no doubt now, that, yeah, when it comes to the achievements and the accomplishments, and look, I was wrong about that. I didn't think he would stick with some of the conservative principles, but the Supreme Court picks alone were big victories. So I'm with you on all of that, and I get it. Believe me. I just wonder if the country can take a level of exhaustion that, you know, this is manufactured. The media wants this because they don't want to be fair to the Republicans. They never are. The omissions that occur on a daily basis in news coverage is just outrageous. By the way, have you heard, this is a good test for you, I think, because I don't know how many people heard about this. Did you hear the BYU Duke story from a few weeks ago? Were you dialed into
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
How
Absolutely.
Ridiculous
Jussie
was
Smollett
that?
Moment.
Yes, and we've had those here in St. Louis as well. Every one of these race hoaxes, the instinct should be, especially on the part of the media, Ted, to say, this didn't happen. Prove to me that it happened, because we need evidence. They do the exact opposite. They run with claims and race, and they label BYU as a bunch of white supremacists and racists because of a claim that never, ever happened. That, to me, is stunning. But I guess it happens all the time, especially on the race and gender stuff these days.
Well, it goes back to the Duke University lies and scam and manufactured racism and sexism and rapes. I mean, you can't trust the media. I'll go back to my campfires, my spirit campfires with hardworking American families every weekend. Most of them are vets. Hardware store operators, car dealers, cops, teachers, people from every imaginable walk of life. The good people of America absolutely distrust the media. They absolutely distrust every alphabet bureaucracy, from the CDC to the FDA to the USDA to the ATF to the FBI. Nobody trusts anything that is represented by the government of the United States. The IRS, are you kidding me? I mean, in academia, I mean, it's not about learning anything important. It's about mind washing and propaganda. It's just atrocious. So that gets me back to our point about Donald Trump versus DeSantis. Both of them would be wonderful. But I think that the average citizen who had their heads so far up their ass with apathy and disconnect that they're starting to realize just how criminal our government, media, academia, Hollywood, big tech, fact checkers. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's
so
a joke.
So now society is going, oh, I get it. And Donald Trump is the most hated person by all these untrustworthy entities, then I trust Donald Trump that much more. I think there's a galvanizing storm taking place where people are watching Donald Trump being attacked with lies and vicious hate based on nothing but ideology, and the other ideology is basically Satanism. And money laundering in Ukraine, we're going to send money to Ukraine, but not to secure our borders or our schools. I could go on,
no, that's,
Mark.
See, that, yeah, and I think that people are onto that, too. And this is why, you know, you saw a few weeks ago, you had this narrative where, uh-oh, the red wave is not going to happen. The red wave is going to happen. And you have states like Wisconsin where Ron Johnson's pulling ahead of a guy who, you know, hates America and wants to defund the police. You got a safe seat here in Missouri with my friend Attorney General Eric Schmidt, which is good. Fetterman is a mess in Pennsylvania, so I think Oz wins. Herschel Walker's pulling tighter. By the way, did you hear Stacey Abrams yesterday and her nonsense with the there's no heartbeat 6 weeks? It's just manufactured by men. We made this up to control women, Ted.
Oh, crap. Man, I got to tell you. Who needs Comedy Central with
right.
Democrats? This is pure hysteria. And I got to tell you, even some of the traditional Democrats and liberals out there are starting to wince and furl their brows and go, huh?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well,
so, yeah, thank God for Stacey Abrams, because we need someone who is just one big lying idiot.
Well, we have one of those here in St. Louis. We got Cori Bush. You're probably familiar with her. And I've offered to go out and put up campaign, you know, yard signs for her, because she's like the gift that keeps on giving for Republicans. She really is. Every time she opens her mouth or tweets, she's a good
Absolutely.
Thing for Republicans.
Yeah, I think these are important times because the criminality, the instinct by bad people to violate their constitutional oath is so out in the open. I mean, just the setting of the recent Biden speech with the satanic red lights and forcing a couple of U.S. Marine Corps heroes that should have declined the invite to turn it into a political rally instead of some type of State of the Union left turn. But they're right out in the open now. Stacey Abrams and the Liz Cheneys and the Mitt Romneys of the world, they're waking people up to go, my God, you can't be serious. That can't work. That can't be right. So at this point, I'm going to tell you, I am still 100% behind Donald Trump, because if the enemies of freedom and the enemies of liberty hate him that much, he's got to be even greater than we think he is.
Before I let you go, I got to plow. I was tooling around the website. If you go to tednugent.com, all kinds of fun stuff on there. You mentioned the podcast, the YouTube and the podcast. Is that the same thing, or are you doing two different things? Because I don't want to be confused on that.
I'm nonstop. You know, okay. Once I get in and I get done with gutting my deer and hanging it up, I do the Ted Nugent Nightly Nuge every day. And I do the Ted Nugent Real America Voice Spirit Campfire every Friday at 9 p.m., I think it is. And that airs all week on Real America's Voice. But then I do media every day, and I do a spontaneous Ted Nugent Spirit Campfire on all the social media platforms that they don't completely censor. But, yeah, I'm cocked, locked, and ready to rock the block around the clock.
Now, well, I knew you would be. But then, so you have some items on here, and I love this one. You can get the Come and Take It flag, which is autographed. It says it's out of stock, but I have to read the description. Hopefully we'll get more. It says, Dear Mr. Biden, O'Rourke, and all you other oath-violating traitors, Google my address and itinerary and come and take it. If you want to play Concord Bridge again, you'll be the British and I will be the Americans again. I have flown this freedom flag over the Nugent, sacred freedom acres, and personally autographed everyone to bring you unstoppable freedom with Gonzo Spirit Mojo. Let all your American, I can't say that word on the radio, freedom fly high. I almost did. Come and take it. I love that. We got to get those in stock, Ted. It says they're out of stock. I want one of those.
I got to get you one. Yeah, by the way, I had a bumper crop of middle fingers this year, so if anybody's short, I'll airlift them into your dining room.
I will trade you a come and take it flag. I'm going to send this to you and Linda. I'm guessing Ted Nugent, medium. Can I say medium? Is that your shirt size? Because I have a Mark Reardon show.
No, give me an XL at this point. I carry two guns now.
Okay, XL. I'll send a couple. The Mark Reardon Show t-shirts, they're beautiful. You can heckle your enemies with them and wear them proudly. It actually is a really nice t-shirt. So I'm going to send some up to Detroit. It's awesome connecting with you again. I've missed you dearly, as you might imagine. And come see us in St. Louis next summer, okay?
Well, Mark, I will reciprocate. I've got a Ted Nugent I Will Not Comply hat. And if you wear that in Austin, Texas, the hippies will part like the Red Sea before Moses. I will send you a Ted Nugent I Will Not Comply hat. And you can get that at TedNugent.com, too.
Thank you, Ted. I love you, my blood brother. We appreciate you coming on here in St. Louis. There is no better way to go into the weekend than this conversation tonight on 97.1 FM Talk. Thank you, Uncle Ted.
Thank you, Mark. God bless America, man.
You know, quite honestly, just being candid with the audience here, we always get to this point of the day. Every other day of the week, I'm pretty convinced of what my audio cut of the day is going to be as we wrap up the show. Sponsored by the Good Feet Store. It's all about comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. And I haven't made a final decision. I could use Kevin McCarthy, you know, because he unveiled all these plans for the Republicans. But let me... let me talk about this, and I might use our vice president. So Chris Rufo is a guy who has been on my show before. He's great. If you follow him on Twitter, Real Chris Rufo, he was really the driving force behind exposing some of the CRT nonsense that's been going on in schools, in the military, unfortunately, and in corporations like Coca-Cola all over this country. And Chris did a great job at exposing some of this, even though people kept saying, oh, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. Well, there was quite a bit. Here's another doozy, right? Exclusive. Chris Rufo tweeted. This is a couple of days ago. And by the way, you've never heard of it because no one has covered this really yet. The National Teachers Union's LGBTQ plus caucus has created a website and badge for public school employees that promotes a how-to guide for anal sex. These are all in the guide, by the way. Bondage, rimming, domination, sadomasochism. It's late on a Friday. Give me a little break. Muffing and fisting. And he lists all the documents. So the NEA and its local affiliate in Hilliard, Ohio, have been providing staff in the Hilliard City School District with the QR code-enabled badges, which point to the NEA LGBTQ plus caucus website. One of the resources is Teen Health Source Guide to Queering Sexual Education, which promises to empower youth and features a manual on sex acts that don't get enough play. The guidebook instructs the readers on how to create safe words for bondage and how to, quote, use your tongue or mouth to stimulate bumhole area during rimming. This is very revealing, and I apologize for those of you who have kids in the car. What's rimming, Daddy? Next, the guidebook instructs readers on giving and or receiving pain and humiliation for pleasure, and on putting a fist or a whole hand into the person's, I think you can use your imagination. Now, the NEA is the largest teachers union in the country. They represent your kids' teachers, right? More than 3 million public school teachers in 14,000 local school districts across the country. And this group that you will hear our vice president praise here momentarily is actively promoting resources for putting a fist or a whole hand into a person's, you know what? It just... Look, I'm all for people doing whatever they want to do. You want to get your kink on if you're an adult. I don't think most of us care. I really don't. But this is beyond the pale, and it's disgusting. But they don't think, as in most situations, that any of this stuff is going to get exposed. And Rufo's done a great job. The problem is that most people never pick up on this. Same thing happened when he was, you know, doing all his CRT stuff. You can go to Christopher Rufo, RUFO.com, and see all this. He's got the links. He's got the evidence. But he did this with Coca-Cola, with some other big corporations, with the Pentagon, with school districts all over the country, exposing some of the training materials. I mean, if you want to look at one big positive of COVID, and there's not many, right? the one big positive is that some people had time to look into some of this nonsense in school districts and expose it and help Glenn Youngkin be elected into office. And I think propel the red wave that is about to happen. There's a lot of disconnect. And I think those of us here in the flyover states in Missouri, Illinois, we realize this. There's such a major disconnect between Cori Bush and the people in power on the left and where the real American people are on, I'd say, a majority of these issues these days. And that'll lead us to the audio cut of the day here.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Audio cut of the day is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. It's all about comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. Honest to God, I don't even know what she's trying to say here, except she's trying to praise the group that put a guide together to fisting and all this other stuff that I just told you about.
And we still have more to do. And we have so much to do together. NEA, you are an extraordinarily effective as a group advocate for change, which is why we know that you have been able to see the success you have achieved. And it is no surprise why, because we know unions know how to organize.
That's the best you got. It's almost like, look, and I'm a person who speaks in public, and I was challenged with a word here, sadomasochism. I still can't say it a few minutes ago. So I know that sometimes your brain goes haywire. With her, I don't think you can trust that she's ever reading the script. She goes off the page, and then she gets completely lost. Here's another example here.
It's real people who have fled harm, who came to the United States of America seeking refuge, asylum. I think it is the height of irresponsibility, much less, frankly, a dereliction of duty. If you think there's a problem, be part of the solution.
So in a fair world, you'd have, because she didn't even know what she was saying there, but you'd have somebody, a reporter out there, beyond Peter Ducey or one of the Fox correspondents, that would say to the vice president, really, what isn't it the law that people from other countries are not able to just jump over the border and cross in? I mean, they want to use the asylum excuse all the time, but it really, it's amazing how they can't distinguish. We went over this with Ted Nugent earlier in the hour, the difference between, you know, legal and illegal immigration. And by the way, Kevin McCarthy, I did mention that. Let's throw it in for a trifecta here today, because the Republicans did unveil a big plan. Here's the soon-to-be House Speaker.
What we wanted to do, a plan for a new direction. We want to be upfront with the American public. We want an election to have a contrast. If they put their trust in us, this is exactly what we'll do. Hold our feet to the fire. And on the very first day, we're going to repeal 87,000 IRS agents. So they're not going after you. We work for you.
Yeah, I love that.
We can secure our border. We could become energy independent, where your price of gas is lower. We can build an education system that has a parent's bill of rights, that you have a say in your kid's education.
We'll keep you posted on that. We'll talk a little bit more about it with Selena Zito from SelenaZito.com on Monday's show. We got George Gray with The Price is Wrong next week. We'll talk Cardinals baseball. They're on Apple TV Plus tonight. Albert, by the way, in the lineup, batting second. Hopefully they can beat the Dodgers a couple of times this weekend. We'll talk Monday. Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.